The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, monsieur. Comment ça va?
Ça va très bien, merci, Abs.
Thank you once again for joining us, my good sir. And so, we've been waiting. Hey, I've been biting my nails. I know it's a bad habit to have, but Zimbabwe elections. I'm hoping so much this turns out positive for them.
You know, I don't know, if you have any nails left, you need to go at it, or have a go at the quick of your nails, because, you know, I think today, you know, there's a terrible cliche in journalism about talking about being in the balance. I remember once a memo going out, I worked in the Reuters building in London, where they said the next guy to write in the balance, his job will be in the balance. And but the fact is today, MDC says they've won it. Government says, you dare announce that, you'll go to jail. Nobody but the Electoral Commission can announce this result. And they say it's not going to be until Friday, maybe even Saturday. So, you know, and then the MDC saying, well, that's because you're planning to rig it all. And so it's and there's so much distrust still. Who makes this decision? If the MDC has in fact won it, will the generals, who took an enormous risk getting rid of Robert Mugabe, and who the people who kept Robert Mugabe in power, of course, will they accept it? You know, so things could go. I mean, the voting went well. There's no doubt about that. The voting was peaceful and it went well. But it's now that we know whether they had a proper election and or whether the election they had is proper. And that's what it has to be if the international community is going to step in. International community led by Britain, whatever Robert Mugabe used to say about the Brits, is to step in and help. And they say they will, but they have to have a proper election. And certainly that, and the election, of course, so much of that depends on the outcome. Now, the MDC, of course, has had a huge result from the cities, which we know, the urban areas, that's Harare, Bulawayo, Gweru, Mutare, we know they've had this and they've always had it. Will the rural vote claw back for Emmerson Mnangagwa as it did for Robert Mugabe? Well, we wait to see, but we've got to get a result soon because the MDC won't be held any longer. Will they accept defeat if indeed that is what the numbers say?
All right.
It's so much in the balance.
From one country to another, still talking elections, Jean-Pierre Pemba, I mean, he is heading back home. Is this a smart move?
It seems. He could be home as early today. He was, of course, some weeks ago, his 18-year sentence was by the International Criminal Court was reversed. And he's coming home from Belgium. He says he wants to stand in the election, but the authorities are saying a former corruption conviction, which, of course, he's going to appeal, and this guy seems to do well on appeals, that dismisses him or disqualifies him from standing. He says, I'm ready to talk to the President Kabila, whose mandate is over, and they have elections in December. The MLC has already endorsed him as candidate. So again, we have a country in flux, and we hope that they've got to have a peaceful election too. But let's hope that it works for them. I think there's going to be a lot of confusion. Hopefully, not too much violence though.
And the Horn of Africa and Ethiopia. What's the latest there?
Well, there's our good news story. You know, Ethiopia and Eritrea embracing, Eritrea and Somalia embracing. Now Ethiopia is stepping in to break the impasse between Eritrea and Djibouti, and Ethiopia stepping in a peacekeeping role. So it's a great news story, in fact, for Africa. It's the Horn of Africa, which is probably the most unstable region on our continent. Peace comes to the big countries there. We couldn't hope for more in terms of stability and hopefully development there too. If indeed Eritrea and Somalia sort things out, and they had the Somali president in Eritrea for 3 days until yesterday. You know, it's going to be such a boost for a country trying to get back to normalcy. And then this country emerges from the dark, Eritrea. It's the most heartening news in Africa in a long, long time. I was speaking, I think I mentioned this yesterday, to the Eritrean ambassador, saying, you're going to have a queue of people at your door saying, how did you do it? You know, how did you make the settlement? Just as we'd had in the 90s after the our historic settlement. People around the world that are in difficult situations are going to look and say, you know, our situation looks interminable, unbeatable, but you managed to beat yours. How did you do it?
Yeah, nah. At least it's some good news. It's a win for Africa. Monsieur, once again, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Merci beaucoup. À demain.
À demain, mon vieux.
À demain. Thank you so much to Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish, to you listening at home.